working on this, and Ben's going to give a report. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Hey, 10 minutes before coffee break, the worst time to speak. My name is Ben Roberts. I'm a member of the ACNA Council for Catechesis, which is our provincial catechesis group, and I'm the chair of the Canadian Council for Catechesis, which is annex group on catechesis. And I know you might assume that actually I just really, really love committee work. You're wrong. my interest in catechesis is that I'm a father of three. I'm an associate priest at St. John's Richmond. And the question for me is, how do I impart the faith once delivered to my children and to our parish? That's what catechesis is about. I hope we can all agree that there's a need for this. We've been talking about this already for a couple days. We could talk about secularism. We could talk about biblical illiteracy. We could quote Christian Smith. Maybe you guys have heard of him. He's a researcher. He talks about therapeutic moralistic deism. And he says the belief of most millennial Christians is actually, God loves me. He kind of just wants me to be nice and happy. But he doesn't really require anything of me. He just kind of answers my prayers when I have a problem. It's a prevailing understanding of Christianity. We could talk about the plummeting rate of faith that passing between generations, how we're doing worse and worse at passing on our faith. We could talk about all of that, but instead we're going to cite Martin Luther. There he is. Okay, this is what he said. This is his introduction to his small catechism. Mercy, good God, what manifold misery I beheld. The common people have no knowledge whatever of Christian doctrine. And alas, many pastors are altogether incompetent to teach. They cannot even recite the Lord's Prayer or the Creed or the Ten Commandments. They live like dumb brutes and irrational hogs. This is Luther, it's not me. All right, so obviously his context is different. He's talking about during Reformation Europe, and really the lay people have no idea what's going on. But it's not all that different in some ways, is it? You could ask, do they know basic Christian doctrine? Do they know that? Could they explain to us what the Apostles' Creed means, how it actually impacts the way that we live differently than the people around us? I thought about handing out a sheet of paper in this room to see how many people could actually write out the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to do it, but you could imagine, not many people actually can. And this is going to sound really strong, not as strong as Luther, but strong. But I really believe that to initiate people into a form of Christianity that is intellectually lazy, that is morally lax, that is prayerless, if that's how we're initiating people, we're laying plans for another Anglican crisis 100 years from now. So instead of doing that, let's catechize. And first of all, I'll define terms really quickly. You can't really see it, but that's the lexicon there. You see catecheo. That's a New Testament word. Part of it is inform and tell, but really the meaning of the word that we are focusing on is instructing and teaching. That's the way that we're really using it. Here's one definition of catechesis: instruction and formation in Christian essentials. So traditionally in catechesis, you would teach the Apostles' Creed, you would teach the Lord's Prayer, and you would teach the Ten Commandments. Those are the three pillars. I'm also convinced that part of this is, especially in our kind of unchurched and dechurched geography, is helping people actually to see the whole arc of Scripture as well. So what our speaker earlier was talking about, nodes, the story from Genesis to Revelation, how does it all fit together? I think that's a part of our catechetical task as well. Okay, so that's catechesis, grounding people in the faith. What you use to do that is a catechism. Here's one right here. So a catechism is actually just a text. It's the text that you would use to instruct people in Christian discipleship. So you've heard of, we have one in our Book of Common Prayer. There's the Westminster. There's Luther's. There's many catechisms. And we have our own now, which is really, really exciting, our own ACNA catechism. Generally, these are question and answer format, and ours is as well. So just to clarify this, if catechesis, the overall task is about grounding people in the gospel, in knowing and living out the Christian basics, a catechism is a tool that we use to do that work. Okay. And then there's a catechist. This is the instructor or the teacher. This is really, it sounds a lot what Dave was talking about, right? This is about life on life. It's about relationship. And so what I'm getting at here is that if some of us in the room were catechized in years past, there's a good chance that your experience of that was just kind of this dead body of knowledge being put into your head, which then you kind of parroted back for confirmation and then immediately forgot. And I have to say that if the ancient church and the reformers heard about that, I think they would weep to hear about that, that catechesis was being done like that. This is a relational endeavor. This is pastoral. It's formational. This is discipleship. And so if you think maybe I want to teach, I want to do catechesis, and your kind of interest is not really in seeing people grow in Christ, you should not be a catechist. Okay. Our own Dr. Packer said it this way, catechesis is truth to live by and a way to live by it. And so there you see that you've got the doctrine, the teaching, the transmission, and you've got the Christian living, the discipleship. Okay, so back to this. Our lovely new catechism. There it is. It's up there. It's free online, if you didn't get one from Bishop Charlie when he toured the country. This lovely format here, this is only $18 on Amazon. It's really nice. It is a draft. It's not perfect, but it is approved by the College of Bishops, and it's an amazing tool. It's great. People have been really blessed by using this, so you should check that out. With the remainder of my time, I'm going to stop defining things. I'm just going to tell you a few stories about the way that catechesis has been happening in different parishes. And the idea here is to kind of just inspire you so you can start to think about, well, what kind of catechetical work could we do in our context? What are our needs? How would it work where we are? So let's say, for instance, that you want to talk about bold witness, just offhand. We like that. We like bold witness. Okay. You know, it was really interesting. Last week I talked to a guy from Florida. And this is a church, it's a big church, and they just recently had to discontinue their Alpha class, which sounds kind of depressing, but the reason they discontinued it is because everybody in the Alpha class quit the Alpha class and joined the catechesis class. And so part of this is, I'm wondering, is there a way to evangelize where we are teaching robust theology and practice and where we're doing this kind of instruction? And the term we would use for this is, can we catechize from the front porch of the church, right? Standing out front and actually teaching a very full-bodied gospel to people that are not Christians. We've gotten actually a lot of letters in the ACNA committee back about people that read this and then have dedicated their life to Christ. It's amazing. Who would think, right? We have a deacon that lives in Vancouver that every week he gathers a group of baristas and they meet in the back room of a coffee shop and they do catechesis together, right? I mean, this is not just dead doctrine. This can be a very missional thing. Okay, what about loving children? That's cool, eh? You guys like that. All right, so I know maybe some of you instantly are thinking, well, that's really cute, but just kind of training children to parrot that's not great. But let me tell you, this is part of a robust program. This is part of a unit where they're learning about Jesus. They're learning about all of those words that they're saying and what they mean. And they're learning about the biblical texts that this theology is drawn out of. And it's great. They're praying together. They're saying a confession together. They're rolling around on the floor laughing. They're drawing pictures. And this is teaching children the gospel. That's what it is. And so catechesis is learning and worshiping all the way from cradle to grave, right? Planting and growing churches. Okay, I have a friend in Texas. He just planted a church after running a catechesis program for 9 months. And in those 9 months, he had about 100 people that were all catechized. And he did this for 9 months before he launched his church. So there was no actually Sunday worship service until he had spent like almost a year catechizing people. And so cool. What if we indoctrinated that into kind of our church planting endeavors? What if we were thinking about what's the role of training of catechesis here? Just an idea. Okay, there's lots of other things. There's confirmation classes. There's catechetical preaching. There's Bible in the Day. There's all kinds of cool things happening. This is the teaser. I'm out of time. So if you want to know more, if you want to email me about it, we can talk. Here's just a few things that we're going to be doing in the next year. We're going to try to do another children's catechesis workshop for how do we do children's ministry. We're going to work on producing a roadmap curriculum for kind of a 12-week way of going through this book if you don't have a whole year. We're going to work on a training event for catechists. We're in dialogue with the bishop about beginning an order of lay catechists. So that's not just adding another thing to the list of things that the clergy have to do, but raising up qualified people in our parishes to catechize within them. And then resources for catechizing our children and our families as well. Okay, that's it. Here's my email address and our page. Thanks for listening, guys.